Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Let's raise the hallelujah.
让我们兴起赞美主。
Let's say hallelujah.
让我们一起说赞美主。
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
Let's say it three times. Come on.
来三次赞美主。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dearly Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父。
Thank you for the calling.
感谢你宣召我们
privilege,
给我们有这个权柄
and the importance,
还有的重要
of worshiping you together on the Lord's Day.
在这个主日一起崇拜
fill our minds with your word.
让我们的脑海充满你的话语
fill our hearts with your grace.
充满我们的心用你的恩典
empower our worship by your spirit.
给我们能力用你的圣灵来崇拜
May we gather
让我们在一起
Not as selfish consumers
不只是自私的消费
Looking to be pleased
只是希望被取悦
But as true worshippers
而成为真正的敬拜者
Longing to be consumed with your glory and grace
渴望在你的荣耀跟恩典当中
So we pray for those who lead us in your worship.
所以让我们祷告，让你领导我们，带领我们的崇拜。
And the pastor elder brings us your words.
让 elder 牧师带来你的话语。
May the gospel be powerful in their hearts and fresh on their lips.
让你的福音从他的嘴里有力的传出。
Free them to honor and glorify you.
让他的话语荣耀你。
And empower them to love and serve us.
让给我们有爱的权力能力来服侍你。
So we keep praying for this world and the USA.
让我们继续为美国跟这个世界祷告。
May God's sovereignty be honored on earth.
愿上帝的主权在地上得到尊重。
Prayer.For our 2023 ministries,
为我们2023的事工祷告
especially for three focal ministries,
特别是三项重点的事工
cell groups,
小组
worship,
敬拜
and the media,
还有媒体事工
May our Lord bless these ministries,
愿主祝福这些事工
prepare our hearts so we are willing to accept the changes,
预备我们的心，让我们愿意接受这些改变
After all our ministries are for the purpose of glorifying our God.
毕竟我们所有的事工都是为了荣耀神
and fulfilling His great commission.
完成他的大使命
Pray for the baptism of Brother Xiaodong, Mike in the Thanksgiving holiday.
为小东弟兄在感恩节受浸祷告
May God bless him and his family.
愿上帝祝福他和他的家人
Lord, we pray for the growth of CCBCSOC.
为难呈现华人浸信会的增繁祷告
May God bring in more seekers
求神带来更多的慕道友
Pray that the Lord brings and raises up more disciples to commit and serve His church and the ministries
求主带来更多门徒来委身并服侍他的教会和事工
Pray for the health of spirits and the bodies of brothers and sisters
为所有弟兄姐妹的灵性和身体健康祷告
Pray for who are ill or in recovery.
并在病中或正在康复的人祷告。
Pray for our youth, may they be raised up in God's love and truth.
为我们的年轻一代祷告，愿他们在神的爱和真理中成长。
Pray for our pastor and co-workers.
为我们的牧师和同工祷告。
May God lead them and dispense His wisdom and obedience to them so they can serve Him and His church in one spirit.
愿神带领他们，将他的智慧赐给他们，使他们能够一起在灵里服侍。
These are our prayers.
这是我们的祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
我们祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Be seated, please. To preach for us.
今天请 Elder 牧师为我们讲道。
everybody.
早安。
I'm grateful to be here with you today and share from God's Word.
希望今天神与我们同在。
Today we're going to talk about the power of prayer and why you need it in your life.
今天要探讨一些祷告的大能，而且你为什么需要祷告？
You know, I recently heard a story about someone needing prayer, and after the service, he approached the pastor.
我最近听到一个有关祷告的故事，有个人他需要牧师替他祷告，所以在会后他就请牧师为他祷告。
He said, Pastor, I'd like you to pray for my hearing.
他说，牧师，请你帮我的 hearing， 我的 hearing 这件事情祷告。
So the pastor placed his hands on the man's ears and said, Oh Lord,Heal this man's hearing. Open his ears.
所以牧师就按手在这个人的耳朵那边，跟神说：“神啊，请你医治这个人的听力，打开他的耳朵。”
And then he asked him, "How is your hearing now?"
牧师会后就说：“啊，那你现在觉得你听力如何呢？”
But the man, he looked surprised. He said, "Well, it's not until tomorrow."He's talking about a court hearing.
所以这个英文它就是因为 hearing 这两个字有两个意义，一个是听力，一个是出庭日啊。他就很惊讶的望着牧师说：“牧师啊，我的开庭日是明天呢。”原来是有一个字眼有两个不同的意义。
Sometimes we misunderstand what others need when we pray for them.
很多时候我们替别人祷告的时候，我们有些误解。
Other times we misunderstand what prayer is for altogether.
有的时候我甚至把祷告这件事完全给搞糊涂了。
You know, I love comics, so I have a few examples for you here.
我很喜欢漫画哈，所以我有几个例子。
So this first sign says, "Whoever keeps praying for snow, we're impressed. Now pray for world peace."
Okay, 这边一个教会的一个广告牌显示牌，就说如果是你当你祷告。为下雪祷告的话，我们感谢，但是请你为世界的平安祷告吧。
This sign is basically saying, "Hey, your prayers are working, but you're praying for the wrong thing."
然后这个主要就是说，你的祷告是有效的，但是请你祷告更重要的事情。你祷告错误，你是为错误的事情祷告。
Here's another one. This lady is saying, "Lord, I lay before you the prayer concerns voiced this morning."Even though most of them sound like a lot of whining to me.
这个姐妹站起来为大家祷告说，呀，我很感谢大家有很多事情，担心的事情，为很多担心的事情祷告，我也很感激。但是我觉得他们这些祷告都是一些抱怨而已。
So often our prayers are just complaints, or even worse, they might just be gossip.
对，很多时候我们祷告就是一些抱怨的事情。更有甚至的，很可能就是一些八卦的事情。
Have you ever hidden gossip about something in a prayer? Maybe say, "Lord, I pray for Jane. I hear she's having issues with her husband."
对，您有没有有时在祷告的时候听到一些八卦？好比说，这个人祷告说：“主啊，请你帮助简姐妹，因为听说她跟着这丈夫有些什么什么什么什么。”
And sometimes we pray for things that we could just do ourselves.
有的时候我们的祷告事情就是我们自己都能够办得到的事情，我们居然还跟神祷告说请神帮助我。
Here's a prayer meeting and it says, "Eugene, you've shared the same prayer request for 47 years. Now either forget about it or buy yourself a pony."
Okay. 这个就是说，Eugene 啊，你已经为同样一件事情，就他希望有一个小马的事情祷告了40年了，所以你算了吧，你或者是换一个事情祷告，或者你自己去买个马吧。
When he was a kid, praying for a pony might have been a valid prayer.
当你小的时候，小男孩的时候，你想要一个小马骑，是很可爱的一件事情。
But not so much when you're old enough to do it yourself.
当你是中老年还在继续为你那匹小马祷告，就是很好笑一件事情。
Maybe you're not praying for a pony, but maybe you are praying for something you can fix.
也许你不是在为这所谓的小马在那边祷告，但是也很可能你在继续为同样一件事情，而且这个事情是你自己可以办到的事情在祷告。
For example, maybe you see a homeless person and you say, "Lord, I pray that you give that guy some food or some money."
所以很可能你遇到一个流浪汉，然后你就跟神祷告，神啊，我求你给这个人一点零花钱，给这个人有饭吃。Yeah, okay.
And God is saying, yeah, you do it.
很可能神就说，那你怎么不去做嘞？
And have you noticed that a lot of times we just use prayer as a last resort?
然后你有没有注意到，很多时候我们祷告就是我们已经是没有实在没办法的最后那一招，就死马当活马医那样子。
Think about the phrase, well, I've tried everything else, all I can do now is pray.
你有没有听过这句话，就是哎呀，我已经尝试所有一切的办法了，现在没辙了，那就把祷告吧。
Or you might have heard someone say, I'm just hanging on by a wing and a prayer.
所以圣经就说我现在没办法了，只能靠一个记忆，然后靠祷告来求生了。
That's a phrase that comes from World War II pilots, like the Flying Tigers, who...were coming in and their plane was barely making it, so all they have is one wing and a hope that they don't crash.
所以这句美国的成语背后有一个故事，就是我不晓得大家有没有听过飞虎队，在二次大战的时候帮助我们的国军的空军，陈纳德将军的这个飞虎队，就是说有一个飞行员，他的飞机的一个机翼已经被打坏了。所以他就祷告说，我现在只能靠一个飞机的翅膀跟祷告求神让我能够平安的降落。
But kind of the meaning behind this is more like, I'm hoping for something good, but I know there's not very much chance of that happening, but I'll just try praying for it anyway.
所以这句话的背后的意思就是说，好了，现在是穷途末路了，实在没辙了，那我就试试祷告吧，好像也不期盼有什么一个很好的结果。
But in contrast, the Bible says in James 4, you do not have because you do not ask, and you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions.
但是在雅各书所讲的完全是相反的，这里他说你们贪恋得不着就杀人。 OK, 大家一起念吧，我这个眼力不太好了。你们嫉妒不能得就起争执和冲突，你们看不见是因为你们求也得不到，是因为你们妄求，为了浪费在你们的宴乐中。
See, we could get what we need, but we're not asking.
很多时候我们可以得到我们所求的，但是我们不求。
And when we do ask, we're often asking for the wrong things with the wrong motives.
很多时候我们求是求了，但是我们求的是一些不对的事情，或者动机不纯的一些事情。
So we have some funny attitudes about prayer.
所以对祷告这件事，我们的态度是有些奇怪的。
It can be a last-ditch effort when we've tried everything else.
很可能是最后那一招还没都试过了，没辙了就祷告。
We could use it to brag or to whine about something or to gossip.
或者是利用祷告来夸口，或者是来。埋怨一些事情。
Or we might just be asking God to do something we could just do ourselves.
或者是我们求神为我们做一些事情，就是我们自己可以做得到的。
And you may think that, hey, I'll just look to the Bible, that'll give me all the examples I need about prayer. And although there are some great examples, you got to remember that the Bible is uncensored.
所以很多时候我们就说，那我们就从拜圣经里面找例子吧。圣经有很多祷告的例子，但是我们必须要小心，就是圣经的例子很多时候是很平白直述的，不会去为了老祖宗的一些不好的事情来遮掩的。
The Bible in many cases is illustrating wrong attitudes about prayer too.
所以有很多例子是讲述了一些祷告的一些负面的例子。
When the Egyptians are cornered or have cornered the Israelites at the Red Sea, Moses cries out to God for deliverance.
说当以色列人被埃及的兵队追到红海的岸边的时候，摩西大声的呼喊神的拯救。
And God just says, hey, stop praying and start moving. I've already parted the sea. You just need to go through it.
对神的反应说，你这个时候祷告什么？我的海都跟你分开了。你这个时候需要的不是祷告，就是行动。就赶快过海吧，别再祷告了。
They were still praying, and God was saying, "Just start acting."
所以他们还在那边大声祷告的时候，神就说：“别祷告，赶快走吧，赶快行动吧。”
Then there's the story of Jephthah. He was one of the judges, and he made a very rash vow to God.
然后《诗记》有个士师叫做耶佛特，忘了那名字。OK， 然后他就做了一个不好的一个祷告。
He had just won a battle, and he said, "God, as a vow of victory, whatever walks through my door first when I get home, I'm giving to you as a sacrifice."
他就说：“神啊，你如果帮助我打败了亚门人的时候，我就把第一个从门口进来的那个人献或者什么事物。”献上当作活祭，献给你。
It was his daughter that walked through the door.
结果第一个从门口出来欢迎他的、凯旋归来的是他的一个他最疼爱的一个女儿。
And when you look through the Psalms, you see a lot of times there's prayers that are expressions about wishing destruction on our enemies.
所以你看，在诗篇里面也有许多希望毁灭。敌人的一些比较好像比较血淋淋的一些诗篇。
Here's one from Psalm 139. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me.
这篇诗篇139篇19，神啊，你必要杀戮恶人，所以你们好流人血的，离开我去吧。
We can, there's, you know, that's just one example, but the Psalms are full of those.
所以这只是其中一个例子，诗篇里面有很多类似的例子。
And you can also see this in the New Testament. James and John requested to be at the right and left side of Jesus in his coming kingdom.
所以在新约里面也看到，叫彼约翰，约翰跟彼得，曾经这样请求说：“神啊，当你的国降临的时候，我们要坐在那左右两侧，就是左丞右相的意思。”
And this really ticked off the other disciples, not just because it was a selfish request, but because they were mad. They hadn't thought of it first.
所以别的门徒听了就非常的怒，不但是因为他们两个这个祷告有点自私哈，那我想他们生气的更大的原因是因为我怎么没有先想到。
And even Elijah, who was often held up as a model of prayer, he once prayed for God to end his life.
所以甚至以利亚先知以利亚所谓的祷告的一个模范但是他曾经祷告说神啊让我死吧
It's not bad for you to share all of your thoughts and feelings and emotions with God. He does want to hear all of them whether they're positive or negative.
所以你跟神分享一些所谓的正面是负面的情绪或者事情的时候并没有不对因为他是想要知道你所谓的一切的事情
But this does show us that often we don't know how to pray.
但是也同时的表现出我们不知道怎么样去祷告。
So when do we pray and what do we pray for?
对什么时候祷告为什么祷告我们有时候不清楚。
And what do you do when your prayers feel broken? Like they're just going to God's junk email box.
所以当你的祷告就好像一个破碎的一个一个唱片一样，然后直接就进到了神的电邮的这个垃圾桶的时候，你是怎么样一个感受呢
？The good news is that the Bible has so much to say about prayer.
啊，好消息就是说，圣经里面有许多有关于祷告的例子，祷告的经文。
It's one of the main things that Jesus talks about.
也就是耶稣的教导的一些主要的教导。
And there's so much, there's no way we could cover it all today.
因为例子太多了，今天不能一一举例。
So today we're just going to look at James 5:13 through 16.
那我们今天就看一下雅各，第五章13-16。
And in this passage, James shows us three types of prayer that we must do.
然后这里，雅各告诉我们有三这个类型的祷告。
And through James' teaching, we're going to learn that Everything comes from God.
所以从雅各的教导，我们知道说，万事万物都是从那里而来。
And that prayer is a way to dedicate and surrender our will and our well-being to our loving and powerful Father.
所以祷告就是表示说，把我们的自我拿去，把我们所有的一切奉献给神，顺服在神的旨意之下，因为他是爱我们的，而且他是有大能的。
And then later in verses 17 and 18, James uses Elijah as an example of a normal person whose prayers had power.
所以在第雅各书第五章，后来他在十七十八，他又举例以利亚来做一个例子。
But I need to share that part with you a different time. There was so much good stuff just in the first half of this that we have enough to talk about.
因为实在太多可以讲的，所以这个后面那一段以利亚那个例子那一段，我就省略了。我们有机会下次再谈。
So we're going to start by reading James 5:13-16.
所以我们今天就看看雅各书第五章十三到十六。
Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. If anyone among you is sick,
let him call for the elders of the church
and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick.
And the Lord will raise him up.
And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working.
好，我们中文念一下，一起。你们中间有谁受苦，就应当祷告。就应当送上。你们中间有谁患病，就应该请教会的长老们来，让他们奉主的名用油来搞他祷告。出于教会救那些，
So what do we pray for? First, you pray for yourself. This is personal prayer.
所以我们为什么祷告？为何祷告呢？第一个，你为自己祷告，就是个人的祷告。
Now, if you think it's selfish to pray for yourself, you need to remember that God asks you to do this.
如果您觉得好像对自己祷告有点好像自私哈，但是你要记得，神要你为自己祷告。
It's a way for you to bring your thoughts and your feelings and all of your needs under the lordship of Jesus.
这是一种通过祷告把你所有个人的感受、你的需求等等都带到我们主耶稣的面前来。
And when Jesus teaches his disciples to pray through the Lord's Prayer, he says, "Give us today our daily bread, what we need today."
所以主祷文里面，耶稣基督教我们说，为我们日用的饮食来祷告。
He teaches them to pray against temptation and to pray that God's will is done in their lives.
然后为这个脱离凶恶、诱惑等祷告，然后让神的旨意能够成就在他们的我们的身上。
He teaches them to pray for the power to be loving and forgiving.
也让我们有个大神那样的大爱能够饶恕别人。
And this is basically showing there isn't any situation in life that you can't bring before God.
所以在人生的各样的处境、各样的环境，我们都应该祷告，都可以祷告。
James sums it up in verse 13 by saying, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise."
所以这个雅各书它的总结就很好，他说：“你们中间谁受苦，就应该祷告；谁欢喜，就应该歌颂。”
In this verse, James is giving us two different reasons to pray for ourselves, when we suffer and when we celebrate.
对，雅各在这里告诉我们有祷告有两个原因，一个是我们受苦的时候，一个是我们欢喜的时候。
And the word suffer in this verse is actually talking about mental suffering.
这里讲的受苦，主要讲的是说精神上的受苦。
James is saying, if you're under mental hardship, or you're facing heavy emotions, or you're just stressed out,God wants you to pray about it.
这里讲一讲，雅各说，你如果是精神上有很大的焦虑、困难，或者是受不了的时候，你就应该跟神祷告。
I know sometimes we do the opposite, right? When we suffer, we just complain or get angry.
因为我们有时候刚刚是相反，当我们在受苦的时候，我们不是祷告，而是埋怨。
You could say that when you face something hard, instead of swearing about it, you should pray about it.
所以我们就说，当你在受苦的、遇到困难的时候，你应该祷告，而不是 用神的名来讲那个三字经。
And instead of taking God's name in vain, you need to take your trials to God.
所以不要讲那个美国人很常常用的那个三字经，而是忘用神的名，而是把你的需求带到神的面前来。
Earlier in this same letter, James 1, verse 2 through 4, he says, Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
好，我们来中文念一下，好吧？雅各书一二到四，好。因为你们知道，你们信靠信靠，就生忍耐，忍耐就是。
So you have two options. The first is you can complain about your suffering, but this doesn't really accomplish anything.
所以你其实有两种选择，一个是抱怨，但是这个好像没有什么好处。
Or you can bring your trials to God, and while you pray, He's going to produce steadfastness that makes you complete.
或者你可以把你的试炼、你的困难，用祷告献给神。然后在其中你就会生老练 生坚韧，然后你就成为一个比较成熟的、比较完全的一个人。
When I was preparing for this message, I found a Chinese proverb that says, "A gem is not polished without rubbing, nor a man made better without trials."
所以我在准备这个讲道的时候，找到一句中国的成语，叫做大家知道"玉不琢"，下半句知不知道？人不学不成器，我也是找出来的。好，玉不琢不成器，人不学不成器。
It doesn't feel good to go through these abrasive moments of trials and problems.
所以，当我们这个经过这些困难的时候，都不会觉得很舒畅的，不会觉得很好的。
But when God is cutting you and grinding, when the life is cutting you and grinding you, God is working and He's making you more like Jesus.
所以，当你像玉一样被神在那边磨来磨去、琢来琢去的时候，神是在想要把你磨成一个器具，有用的器具。
So you pray when you're suffering, but you also pray when you're cheerful.
所以当你受苦的时候，你祷告；但是当你欢喜的时候，你也祷告。这里的祷告意思就是颂赞、歌颂的意思。
And when you're joyful and happy, you need to tell God about it.
当你高兴的时候，也应该告诉神哦。
And the word prayer in this part of the verse is different than the one James uses when he's talking about praying for suffering.
所以在欢喜的时候所用这个祷告的字，是跟他受苦的那个祷告是两个字眼。不同的意思。
He's really saying, when you're happy and when you're joyful and things are going well, praise God through song.
他的意思就是说，当你在高兴的时候，在万事都顺利的时候，你要以一种欢乐的心歌颂，用歌来歌颂神，赞美神。
And this is why the message version of James 5:13 says, Are you hurting? Pray. Do you feel great? Sing.
所以这里就是说，你受苦的时候祷告，你高兴的时候你就歌颂，唱歌。
So we pray when we're suffering, and we sing praises when things are going well.
所以当我们受苦的时候，我们祷告；当我们遇到开心的事情上，我们要颂赞神。
And I think this covers about every single situation in life, don't you?
所以我们大概是这一总括了人生的所有的境遇，所有的事情，你觉得呢？
But what if you can't pray for yourself? What if you're too sick or too distressed to put a prayer together?
但是当你如果是觉得太软弱的时候，或者病得太重的时候，你没有办法为自己祷告的时候，那该怎么办呢？
And this is when you have others pray for you. We call this intercessory prayer.
这个时候就是要请别人为你祷告，也就是代祷的意思。
And there's times when praying for yourself is not enough. You may just be too weak and sick, or you may just lack the faith.
有的时候你觉得自己为自己祷告，或者是你太软弱了，或者是你信心不够的时候，你觉得需要更加把劲儿的时候。
Or you may just need the extra support of others gathering around you in prayer.
或者你就是觉得需要一些人来帮助我的时候。
What does James say to do in this situation?
所以雅各在这里说，在这种状况之下，你应该怎么做呢？
Says in James 5:14, he says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord."
你们中间有人患病吗？他就应该请教会的长老来，让他们奉主的名为他抹油祷告祈祷。
So let me explain anointing really quickly.
所以我很快来跟大家讲一下什么叫做抹油哈。
This is a symbolic act that shows that you belong to God and you're in His care.
这是一种象征，代表说你属于神，然后你是在他的照顾之下的。
You're saying, God, I belong to you and I trust you with my needs, and you are good and worthy to meet them.
神啊，我属于你，我把一切都交托、信任给你。
It's something that Jesus and the disciples did when they healed people.
这也是耶稣跟他门徒所做的事情。
Mark 6:13 says, "And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them."
马可福音说，赶出许多鬼，用油抹了许多病人，医好他们。
And this verse, James also says to call the elders. So why are we calling the elders?
所以雅各在这里提到说要请教会的长老。那为什么要请教会的长老来代祷呢？
So the elders could be a group of older people in the church because with age often comes wisdom and maturity and great faith.
所以长老可以说是年长的人，因为我们知道智慧啊、成熟度、信心等等都是与年龄一起增长的。
It also refers to the group of people who lead and direct the church.
也可以代表一群所谓教会的领袖。
And often this can be the same group.
有的时候这两组人是同样一组人的。
But why does James say to call for them?
那为什么雅各要说要请他们来呢？
In the book of Titus, chapter 3, Paul lays out the requirements for elders and deacons and the overseers of the church.
所以在这个提多书三章的时候，保罗有详细的罗列一些做教会长老以及教会领导的一些条件。一些资格等等。
And some of the requirements are honest, self-controlled, respectable, teachable, hospitable, gentle, and then loved by the church and loved by those outside the church.
其中有些条件就是需要有诚信，需要有受人尊重，需要受人爱戴，需要能够一些有款待，愿意去款待别人的，需要能够受教的，需要在教会跟教会外都有美名的好的名誉的人等等。
So in short, the elders are faith-filled people.
所以总而言之就是说长老就是一些有信心的人。
So there's going to be times in your life when you may not have any hope left for yourself.
所以有时候你觉得我好像已经一点希望都没了，一点信心都没了。
You might be praying for healing in your body or a healing in your relationship, but you aren't seeing any changes.
你很可能为你的身体或者为了一些关系祷告了很久，但是看不到任何的改变。
And you may be tempted to give up, but instead you call the elders.
你很可能想要放弃了，但是这个时候你必须要去请教会的长老来。
You call for a group of wise and faithful believers who have faith and that they can pray for you for God to heal you.
你请这位所谓教会的这些有智慧的、成熟的、有信心的人来为你祷告。
Recently, one of our interns on our worship team at Saddleback did this.
Yeah, 我们最近我们这个我们马鞍山教会的一个在这个这个敬拜团里面的一个实习生，他就是这样做了。
We had a night of worship for healing and prayer, and at one point we called the elders down to anoint and pray for people.
所以有一个晚上，我们就专门为这个医治以及膏油医治祷告来做一个敬拜。在这其中，我们这位敬拜这个 worship team 的这个实习生，他也跑到前面来，我们请长老来按手祷告。
And our intern went down for prayer because she had an issue with her hand where it would cramp up painfully, and she couldn't open it.
所以这位实习的姐妹，她就到了台前，因为她的手出了问题，手会痛，而且到一个地步，有时候根本就打不开。
And after that prayer, she was healed.
那么经过这样的一个长老的按手膏油的祷告以后，哎，她就好了。
It's been about 5 months now, and the pain has not returned at all.
所以已经有五个月了吧，然后她现在手的问题都没有问题。
And she's able to play guitar and drums without any issues.
她可以弹任何的乐器，弹琴也好，打鼓也好，所以手一点问题都没有。
There are times when the faith of others can carry us along when we don't have any ourselves.
有的时候，当我们自己没有信心的时候，别人的信心可以带着我们度过。
Do you remember the story of the paralyzed man that was healed by Jesus when his friends lowered him through the roof?
你应该记不记得有个瘫子，然后他的四个朋友把他从屋顶放下来，然后把他带到耶稣的面前去医治。
It was actually the actions and the faith of the four friends.That placed the man before Jesus that healed him.
对，是他的四个有信心的朋友，把他带到耶稣面前，让他得到医治。
Matthew 9:2 says, "And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic man, 'Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven.'"
对，马太福音9:28是这样说的：有人把一个躺在床上的瘫子带到他那里。那耶稣看见他们的信心，就对瘫子说：“孩子，放心，你的罪赦免。”
And Jesus goes on to heal him. It was the faith of the friends that healed the man.
所以说了这句话以后，耶稣才医治他。然后这是他朋友的信心，让他得到医治。
And I could personally speak to the power of intercessory prayer because I've been both.On the giving end and the receiving end of it.
对，我自己可以为这个代祷的大能做见证，因为我自己曾经是替人代祷的，也是请别人代祷的。
And I've seen relationships rebuilt, I've seen addictions conquered, I've seen people healed.
我看到关系得以恢复，看到这些毒瘾能够克服，看到人生病得到医治。非常的奇妙。
I had a friend that passed away 2 days ago.
我一个朋友两天以前过世了。
And he prayed often for my marriage.
他经常性的替我的婚姻祷告。
And for my ministry and for my kids.
也为我的事工，教会的事工，为我的孩子们祷告。
And so now I have the chance to intercede for him, for his family, and for his 3 kids.
所以现在我能够代为他的家人，为他的孩子们代祷。
And I honestly, I can't imagine anything more powerful than having other faith-filled believers pray with you and for you.
我没有办法想象有比这个替人家找人家帮你代祷，然后更有能力的这种事情。
And I'm telling you, there's nothing like having people praying for you.
我告诉您，真的，有人替你代祷，实在是太有能力了。
And I think this is why James writes in 5:16, he says, "The prayer of a righteous person has great power in its working."
所以这是雅各为什么是说义人祈祷所发出的力量是大有功效的。
So I urge you, if you need prayer, bring it to the church.
所以我请求您，恳切的请求您，如果您有需要的话，把祷告带到教会来。
Bring it to the elders, bring it to the pastor, have them pray for you.
请教会的牧师、教会的长老、教会的领袖为你祷告。
Okay, now there's one more type of prayer that we're going to talk about.
所以我们现在还有另外一种的祷告。
you know, we just read in Matthew 9:2 above, Jesus told the paralytic, his sins are forgiven before he healed him.
对，我们刚刚看到马太福音九章的时候提到，耶稣是在宽恕这个人罪以后才医治的他。
He heals him after he forgives his sins, and it's a sign that he has authority to forgive sin.
所以他是在赦免了他罪以后才医治他，就表示对他周围的人一种表示，就是说我是有这个权柄，我有饶恕人的这种权柄。然后我同样的有医治人的权柄。
In Matthew 9:6, Jesus says, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home."
马太福音九章六节，然后为了要使你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，他就对瘫子说。起来，拿起你的床，回家去吧。
And James, he echoes this in verse 5:15 when he says, "And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven."
对，雅各在这里也是讲那个同样的这个信息，就是出于信心的祷告可以使病人康复。也必蒙赦免。
The prayer of faith saves the sick and forgives sins.
对信心的祷告不但是病得到医治，而且还能够有赎罪的功效。
There is a connection here because there are times when physical sickness is actually a result of sin.
这两者是相辅而行的。很多的时候，我们身体的健康往往是因为来自于心灵上、情绪上的问题。
Not always, not always. Sometimes you're just sick.
身体健康往往是因为犯罪，但是并不是百分之百哈。
But there are other times in your life you might be sick because of sin in your life.
但是有的时候的确是因为你犯了罪以后，你才会生病的。
I'm sure you've noticed that when you sin, your body does not feel good.
我相信你也注意到，当你犯罪的时候，你的身体也不会觉得舒服的。
It doesn't just affect your soul when you sin. Your stomach might be in knots. You might have an elevated heart rate or a headache.
Yeah, 所以当你犯罪的时候，并不是说你心里觉得过意不去，你很可能你的胃会觉得不舒服，然后你心跳加速等等。
And there's a lot of medical studies showing that there's a link between poor health and chronic negative emotions like anger and bitterness and anxiety.
医学的也证明说，很多时候我们心里一些负面的东西，比如说愤怒或者是苦毒，或者是焦虑等等，往往是会影响我们的。
And let's be honest that these negative emotions are often caused by sinful attitudes.
所以我们如果诚实的话，很多时候是因为我们在犯罪上面而引起这些负面的情绪。
Studies show that just being angry, it weakens your immune system. It makes you more prone to having a stroke. It's bad for your heart and your lungs, and it actually shortens your life.
所以调查告诉我们，就说，你如果常常处于这种负面的情绪，你很可能你的免疫力会降低，然后你会中风，你会有心脏、肺部等等的问题，你的生命也会被减少。
Imagine if you sin a lot and you don't have any confession, your body's going to experience these symptoms. You're going to get sick.
对，你可以想象说，你如果常常犯罪，然后你从来不认罪的话，那你的心态一直这种负面的情绪中，你当然是会一直常常生病了。
But the opposite is also true.
那相反的也是对的。
That spiritual restoration can sometimes lead to physical restoration.
你心灵上得到复兴的时候，你的身体上也会好起来。
So sometimes confession is needed for physical healing.
所以有的时候认罪悔改是健康的之道。
And this is the third type of prayer that James writes about. We pray for each other. This is corporate prayer.
所以这里就是雅各所讲的第三种祷告，就是在一起为彼此祷告，是一种共同的，一种团体性的祷告。
In James 5:16, he writes, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed."
所以雅各书说，所以你们要彼此认罪。互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祷告所发的力量是大有功效的。
To confess, it simply just means that you agree with someone about something.
所以当你认罪的时候，表示说别人讲的话你是同意的。
We confess to God when we say, "I agree with what your words say about my actions. I confess them to you."
所以当我们向神认罪的时候，就表示说神啊，我同意你所说的话。
But this verse also says we confess to each other that we may be healed.
这里讲到说我们必须要彼此认罪。
Now, if anyone's ever brought their mistakes before others, even privately, it's very humbling, right?
所以你如果有经验，这种向别人认罪的经验，即使是非常私密性的，我想也是一个非常让你能够谦卑下来的一个经验。
It's often hard enough to admit our mistakes to God, and He's completely loving and forgiving.
有时候向我们这个有大爱的神来认罪都有些困难。
But what about others? Will they understand? Will they judge us?
更何况是向别人呢？他们能够谅解我们吗？他们能够不审判我们吗？
But here's the irony. The very thing that will lead us to healing is the thing that we don't want to do.
这是一个非常矛盾的事情，往往对我们有益处的事情，往往是我们不愿意去做的事情。
We're afraid of confession, but James wrote that we have to confess so that we can be healed.
我们不怕去认错，但是雅各却告诉我们，要得医治，就第一样事情就必须去认罪。
Confession is something we often avoid because we might think of it like the spiritual equivalent of eating your vegetables.
我们常常不喜欢认罪，就好像属灵的要你青菜一样。
It's good for us. It's not always enjoyable, and we might be able to go without it for a while.
所以我们都知道吃多吃蔬菜对我们健康对我们有益，但是因为不是那么的好吃，我们常常不想去吃它。有的时候很久一段时间都不去吃青菜。
But in reality, confession is more like letting go of a heavy burden.
但是事实上，这个认罪其实是把这个重担能够脱离的。
When we don't confess to each other, we're walking around in life weighed down by things that God never intended for us to bear alone.
所以当我们不肯彼此认罪的时候，我们就好像背负一个重担，然后这个重担是神不愿意我们一个人个人 去承担的。
When we don't confess, we're bearing this heavy weight of guilt. But when we are confessing, then we're letting it drop.
所以当我们不肯认罪的时候，我们就身负重担；当我们愿意认罪的时候，这个担子就被除去了，我们就是就变得又自由又轻松。
And openly admitting our mistakes to others can clear our conscience, and it can also start to help healing our body physically if it's caused by sin.
所以当我们因为罪而因为犯罪而身体不舒服的时候，而我们愿意去认罪的时候，我们在精神上跟身体上都能够好像得以洁净，负担就被拿去了。
So we need to make it a habit to bring our needs and our mistakes before others in our church.
我们要养成这种一种习惯，把我们的需要，把我们的错误带到教会里面的别的人身上，我们能够跟在别人面前能够认自己的罪。
It doesn't have to be everybody. You don't have to stand up here and tell everyone your deepest mistakes. It's just a couple trusted friends.
所以你不需要在大庭广众之下，把自己罪名都讲一遍，你就找几个你认为值得信任的。
But you do need to do it if you want healing.
但是你如果想要得到医治的话，你必须要认罪。
The prayer of faith saves the one who is sick, and it forgives the one who is in sin.
对，有信心的祷告能够医治， 你的疾病，而且能够赦免你的过错。
Doesn't that sound good? Don't you want that?
听起来不是很好吗？你不想要吗？想不想要？
Then you must confess.
你必须要认罪。
And here's what's really amazing.
所以这是很奇妙的一件事情。
When everyone is in confession with other brothers and sisters in their church, the result is unity.
所以当教会的弟兄姐妹都愿意彼此认罪的时候，整个教会就是一种合一的、一种连结的一种状态。
Unity is the fruit of confession.
所以认罪悔改还有另外一个好处、一个果子，就是教会的合一。
James 5:16, the message version says, Make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed.
我们再念一下哈。所以你们应当彼此认罪，相互代求，这样你们就可以遇是大有功效的。
When you confess your sins,You get the fruit of wholeness and of healing.
所以当你肯认罪的时候，你整个人就变成一个完全完整的人。
So I have a question for you. Can you think of someone in your church who you can be in confession with?
所以给大家提个问题哈，你在你们教会里，你觉得有没有一个人，你觉得你可以跟他认罪的？
If you can, great. You need to ask them and start confessing. And if you can't think of anybody,You need to start building relationships with people here so that you can find that person.
有的话，恭喜您，感谢神。如果没有的话，也许你应该开始建立起这样一个关系，有一个值得你信的人，让你可以认罪，向他认罪。
Imagine for a moment what it would be like to live without electricity.
你可以想象一下，当没有电的时候是一个什么状况。
It would be a hard life, right? There's no machine to wash your clothes or your dishes, no fans to heat or cool your house. There's no television or internet for doing work or entertainment.
我们家最近经过一个断电，从中午到晚上11点，所以非常的困难。可以想象你家里不能够有洗衣机，不能洗衣服，洗碗机不能洗盘子，然后你也不能上网，你也不能你也不能你什么事情都没办法做的。
Now imagine you have electricity and you have all these appliances, but you just never use it.
你可以想象你屋子有电，不是断电，有电，但是你从来不用这些电器。
You have electricity, but you never flip the switch to get it working. And instead, you wash all your clothes by hand and you stare at the fireplace for entertainment.
所以你家里有电，但是你不开，你开关不用开关。所以等于就好像没电一样，你还用手去洗衣服，用手去洗碗筷，然后呢，你唯一的娱乐就是瞪着那个火炉。
Sounds kind of crazy, right? But this is how we often treat prayer.
所以这看听起来是很疯狂，是不是？但是这就是我们经常对待祷告的这种态度。
James says that prayer has great power in its working. It's backed by the power of God.
雅各说说是这个有功效大有能力的祷告是有功效的，因为它背后的力量是神的力量。
But if we don't pray, it's like living in a house with electricity, but never flipping the switch on.
所以，但是如果我们不祷告，就好像你住在一个房子里是有电的，但是你从来不打开它的开关。
So if we want access to this power, God's power for healing.God's power for forgiveness, then we must pray.
所以我们如果要想要得取这个大能的话，就是神的大能上，我们就必须要打开这个开关啊，要开呀。
We pray for ourselves. We call others to intercede for us when we can't pray. And then we pray and confess to others in our church body for healing and for unity.
所以我们要为自己祷告，要别人代求，然后我们整个教会在一起做一个祷告，彼此认罪，彼此祷告，这样的教会就是一个合一的教会。
And when you do this, you'll find that you do know what to pray for, and you know when to pray.
所以当你这样做的话，你知道要为什么求，也知道什么时候要祷告。
And this is why Paul can encourage us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing.
保罗为什么在帖撒罗尼迦前书鼓励我们要说不住地祷告？
There's always someone or something that you can be praying for.
所以我们随时随地都会有某人某事让我们值得让我们去祷告的。
And when you make this your practice, you're going to grow into deeper relationship with God and unity with other believers.
当你把这个养成一个习惯的话，你与神的关系会更加的精深，你与别人的关系也会更加的亲密。
So why do we pray?
所以我们为什么要我们祷告呢
？We pray because everything we have comes from God, and prayer is the way to dedicate and surrender our will and our well-being to our loving and powerful Father.
念一下好不好？我们所有全来自神，祷告是把我们的心意和福祉。呈现与神臣服给慈爱与大能天父的方式。
Would you bow your heads and pray with me?
祷告。
Father, we sometimes have some funny attitudes about prayer.
主啊，有时候我们对祷告的一种态度是有点奇怪的。
And sometimes our prayers are just gossip or bragging.
有时候我们祷告变成一种夸口或者一种八卦的形式。
Or we're praying to impress, or we're praying with the wrong motives.
我们祷告是为了夸耀自己，或者是动机不纯的。
So we ask that you can help us align our prayers with the model that you lay out in James chapter 5.
所以我们恳求神，让我们的祷告能够与雅各所提的五章所提的这些祷告是并进的，同行的。
Help us to pray for ourselves, whether it's because of suffering or because we're celebrating something good that you've given us.
不管我们在受苦或者在高兴的时候，求神让我们能够为自己祷告。
Help us seek prayer from others and help us intercede for others in prayer.
让我们也能够在自己无力的时候，能够请别人代祷，或者是替别人代祷。
Help us pray together as a church.
让我们能够共同的有一个。在这个教会，一个合一的心，一起来祷告。
Give us the courage to confess our sins to other believers.
给我们勇气，能向别的人来认罪悔改。
And if we don't feel like we have anyone we can confess to, Lord, please bring those people.
如果我们觉得我们好像没有什么值得我们去认罪的人，也求主你赐给我们这样的人。
Give us mature believers that we can trust our faults with, without judgment.
赐给我们一些成熟的基督徒，让他们那个聆听我们的认罪，而不是以一种审判的态度。
Give us brothers and sisters that will hold us up in prayer, and we can also hold them up.
然后赐给我们弟兄姐妹们能够替我们代祷，我们也能够替他们祷告。
Bring healing to our bodies.
赐给我们身体上的愈治。
Bring healing to our relationships.
让我们的关系也能够得到治疗。
Bring healing and unity to our church, Lord.
也医治我们教会的整体的一个合一。
We know you can. All the power that is in prayer comes from you.
我们知道您是大能的神，你是能够做到的神。
So we ask all of this in the mighty name of Jesus.
所以我们求奉耶稣基督大能的名来求这些事情。
Amen.
Amen.